You are listening to a podcast from the Lowell.org, Lowell's news on the web.
The humid Nicaraguan sun beat down on my back as I kicked about desperately. My heart raced, pumping adrenaline through my veins, and I screamed out a string of words we would never print in this paper. The tiny, vicious beast clawed at my calf, ripping through my jeans, until I was finally able to shake it off. Even as I limped away frantically, half in shock, I could hardly believe what had happened. Attacked by a monkey. Needless to say, the whole fiasco gave me an excellent answer to the tedious question, what did you do this summer? Yet, looking back on it a month and a half and five rabies shots later, the excitement of my monkey mishap pales in comparison to the overall experience of three unforgettable weeks spent in Estelí, Nicaragua. I went to Nicaragua with 22 other students in a fairly awesome nonprofit program called Global Glimpse, which strives to expand the global perspective of tomorrow's leaders. They partner with high schools to achieve that goal by taking students abroad to learn about the developing world and build leadership through community service. Arriving at San Francisco International Airport on a typical foggy night from my unfortunate red-eye to Managua, the capital of Nicaragua, all I knew was that my life was about to change for the better. But I couldn't even begin to imagine how. Upon arrival, I was shocked by how different life in Nicaragua is from my own. Nature is everywhere. Striking mountains covered in velvety green foliage provided a beautiful backdrop for the city of Estelí. Buildings are covered in bright murals, have flat metal roofs, which make a thunderous noise when it rains, and seldom stand taller than two stories, even in downtown areas. Propaganda supporting Daniel Ortega, the president, and the FSLN, El Frente Sandinista de Liberación Nacional, the political party in control in Nicaragua, is plastered everywhere. Meals have little variety. Our standard breakfast, lunch, and dinner consisted of rice and beans, called gallo pinto when mixed together, a meat entree, fried plantains, and fruit juice. Hot water, internet access, and even electricity are not to be taken for granted, as I learned firsthand from daily cold showers, inconvenient trips to internet cafes, and frequent blackouts. Yet the resources we did have might be considered a privilege by many impoverished Nicaraguans. The poverty was the most painfully obvious difference of all. One day we visited a destitute neighborhood, and host families allowed us into their homes for a few hours. These homes were patchwork little shacks with dirt floors, metal roofs, and walls made of pieced together scraps of wood. My host family had seven people, yet their house only had two rooms, a makeshift open fire stove, and one bed. The shoeless children ran through thick mud and crawled under barbed wire fences to retrieve balls. But despite their poor living situation, the family told us they were grateful of what they did have, their own house and each other. That day, the day we connected with the host families, I began to put everything into perspective. The concept of what I was seeing wasn't new to me. I'd seen extreme poverty before in documentaries. But now the nameless little children were before me, staring at me with their big, curious eyes, nameless no more. I finally understood just how real it is. That sense of understanding was the most valuable lesson I took back from Nicaragua. In those three short weeks, we hiked beautiful mountains and body-surfed a raging river, talked to an ex-Sandinista fighter from the 1979 revolution, planned and executed our own community service project, and, of course, encountered a monkey. I met amazing people, Nicaraguan and American alike, and began friendships that I will cherish. Above all, I learned so much about politics in Nicaragua, about the questionable measures Daniel Ortega and the FSLN have taken to stay in power, about the United States' interventionism passed with the Contra War in the 1980s, about the ongoing struggle for women's rights in an effort to eradicate widespread machismo, chauvinism. The term developing world now has a distinctive meaning and nitty-gritty details, good and bad. I am one less false assumption, one less ignorant American, and for that I am truly grateful.